Every kid who's ever sat and watched an anthill has asked this question. After the ants go out, how do they find their way back? Part of the answer is revealed this week in the scientific journal Nature, and the answer turns out to be much more than a trivia question-answer. NPR's John Nielsen reports that it's information that may end up benefiting everyone who owns a cell phone.
Mike Holcomb, a computer scientist, never used to think about ants unless he saw them looking around for food in the corners of his kitchen. Then he got a call from the research staff at British Telecom, Britain's biggest phone company.
They were interested in how ants organize themselves. They were facing serious problems, well, they still are facing serious problems, with managing things like mobile or cell phone networks. It's a very, very complex task.
Ants face similar problems when they forage for food in the corners of kitchens, said British Telecom to Holcomb.
There's nobody in control, no one in charge in the ant world. They're all doing their own thing, and yet it works.
Holcomb has been trying to figure out why it works that way since the day he took the call. With the help of the staff of the Social Insects Laboratory at Britain's Sheffield University, he spent countless hours watching 2-millimeter Faro ants spread out of their nests across big panes of glass towards food.
You know, they just seem to be rambling all over the place. It seems to be almost random.
It's long been known that amazingly complicated foraging patterns are hidden inside those ramblings. Holcomb says it didn't take him very long to build a computer program that mimicked those movements, but only to a point. Holcomb's early models always fell apart when it came time for his cyber ants to find their way home. It's long been known that ants leave so-called pheromone trails behind them, but nobody's ever been able to show that these trails tell the ants which way to go. Holcomb and his colleagues watched the real ants march across the glass for several months before the answer all but jumped into their faces. Every time a homeward-bound ant came to a spot where a trail forked out in more than one direction, the ant always took the lesser angle. Holcomb says nothing could be simpler from the point of view of the ant.
You basically say to yourself, I don't want to turn through a very large angle. So if you avoid turning through a very large angle, then you're more or less funneled back home by following the trail geometry.
Holcomb thinks this is just one piece of a much larger puzzle. He's continuing to study the Faro ants, and he's found more ways that they handle the complexity of hive activities. Some ants appear to find food and others bring it back, and the range of pheromone trails they leave behind them varies wildly. Eventually, Holcomb thinks this research will yield a model that cell phone routing computers can use. Walter Chinkle, an expert on real ants at Florida State University, isn't surprised by this. He thinks you can learn just about anything from watching ants.
The more you do this, the more you find out that these are actually amazing, intricate little machines, and that what colonies can do is just astounding, actually.
John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.